You're listening to KNKX, and in many ways, the region's homeless crisis is very visible, from tents on sidewalks to panhandlers on the street. But an art installation in Seattle makes the argument that we aren't really seeing the homeless at all. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
In a small gallery in downtown Seattle, five bed sheets are strung from crisscrossed lines and arranged in the shapes of ghosts. Artist Xavier Lopez says it represents his family. The tallest, plainest sheet is his father. The sheet depicting his mother is...
It's a very, very brightly sort of rose pattern or like carnations pattern.
There are his two siblings and...
There's me kind of hiding in the background.
And yours is kind of a bright orange stripe.
Yes.
His little sister, the shortest figure, a bright blue pattern sheet, wears a Mickey Mouse hat from Disneyland. Lopez says when he was 10 years old, his family was homeless for several months.
We lived in a shed. We lived in a car.
Eventually, they found stable housing. But he says there's something that has always stuck with him.
I remember when we were standing there and it became clear that people could tell that we were homeless, that we were asking for food or money, that most people refused to look at us. And I felt like we were ghosts. I felt like we were invisible.
This exhibit is one of several Seattle's Office of Arts and Culture is doing on the theme of homelessness. In addition to the ghost family, Lopez's installation includes a wall covered with paintings and drawings. It makes the space feel cozy. He says he wants it to remind people that even families without a home have dreams.
When we were homeless, it was something that we did not think of as the rest of our lives.
Always, he says, there was hope. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.
The exhibit Hope Home runs through June 16th in Seattle's Municipal Tower.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR1.